feelings. Welcome to Feel Feelings with Danny and George, the show that talks about feelings and the things that make you feel them.
Hey, George.
Hey, Dan. Good to see ya.
Yeah, this is, we haven't seen each other since your wedding, I guess, in person, but yeah. Show-related, it's been...
significantly longer.
What, 3 weeks?
About that, yeah.
I think it's been 3 weeks since we've actually recorded.
I'm really tan now, dude.
It's insane. You're, like, glowing.
You should see Casey, though, because holy crap.
Is she the type who will, like, go out just to tan?
So, she loves the sun. She's a little lizard lady. Who is my wife. We don't have a drop for that yet.
no wife drop.
There's no wife drop.
Wife swap.
I like that. Good. she, you know, she's completely content with just going out and sitting in the sun for forever. And that's great. And when you see her in person, it does not look that she is that tan. However, she went out with friends the day we got back because you know how she can be.
Yeah. Go.
And so like the day we got back, she went to a friend's birthday party in Brooklyn. And they have this app that takes photos like a digital camera, if that makes sense.
I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah. So like there's filters on.
How novel.
Yeah. Look, it looks like a Nikon Coolpix photo. but they take it, and I guess because of the filtering on that to make it look old, she looks like she fell asleep in a tanning booth. Like she looks like it's 2002.
Everything's a little washed out a little bit.
Everything's a little washed out except for her. And like, if you could, if you put it into Photoshop AI and like pulled it back to include the rest of their bodies, I'm sure it would have Photoshopped in like a Von Dutch pink hat in her hand. And like a cami over a t-shirt, like very 2000s tan levels of tan. It was, and then she got her teeth whitened for the wedding too. So it's just like vibrant white teeth
that,
and the tannest of faces.
That is quite an image. That's wonderful.
She sent it to me and I went, oh no, this is not who I married.
Yeah. This is not my beautiful wife.
Oh, I just saw the A24. Like, it popped up, the A24 Stop Making Sense 2023 ad, where he, like, goes to pick up his suit again.
It was wonderful. I went and saw that in theaters. It is so good.
That's definitely a three-album walk at some point, but that's going to be, like, a three-hour fucking trip where I meander for 4.5 hours.
Yeah, you gotta get the whole show. Like, you might as well just like prop it up in front of your face. Like, get one of those like things that you put over your head so you can lay down so they don't hit you in the face.
I've seen those and I hate those so much. Like,
they look
so
stupid.
I hate those as much as, do you remember when like people had the around the neck sort of like Bluetooth headphone thing?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I hate, like, they were meant for truck drivers or something, and then you just see some dude with it on and you're like, come on, man.
Yeah, every time I saw people with them fucking when they were running, where like there's just like a little bounce to it. I'm like, you want me to see you, don't you?
Yeah. That's why it's just like fucking the boomer fidget spinner of its time.
Yeah.
Everyone bought it. But we're going to do a playlist episode. We're going to phone it in, right, Dan?
That's right. We're phoning this one in because, I don't know, we're both exhausted. George just got back from a thing. I'm just generally exhausted by life anymore.
Yeah. I had a full week of work where I did very little because they asked me to do other shit again. And now it's just like, man, why did I come back?
I could be in Aruba.
Yeah, this is way better. It's fairly affordable to live there, I guess. If you live in bad areas, fine. I'll be the gringo that lives on Aruba in St. Nicholas, the place where all the locals live.
I would love to be. You know, I just watched a movie. I forget what it was called, but it's an old man Nicolas Cage movie where he's like a retired grandpa / former CIA agent or something like that.
Of course.
And when you first meet him, he's just like living on the beach. And like it's like a tiny nothing island beachfront prop like little shack. And
That's
he's just like
beautiful.
sleeping on the beach, and I'm like, I have a new life goal. I want to
Yeah.
be that guy. Not none of the cool stuff that he did to like earn the money to be able to do it.
No. I
No,
want
I
this
just
to
want
fall
to,
to my lap.
yeah, I just want to sleep on a beach perpetually.
I want, and then you invite your friend George down, and we get to recreate that scene at the end of Shawshank.
Yeah, you can only be walking from a far distance and never actually making it.
Yep. No. But then you turn and you smile because you're Morgan Freeman,
Yeah.
and I'm Andy Dufresne.
I'm a Mexican now. I became a local immediately and instantly ingrained myself.
Yep. It's perfect. So we're phoning it in.
Anyway,
So
phoning it in, you can
I
tell
thought,
already.
yep, we thought we would, I thought you thought, you planned this, that we'll do songs about phones for phoning it in.
We're phoning it in with phone-related songs.
Phone related tunes.
Phoning in the premise also.
And Danny worked so hard on trying to give me access, but I just tried to add our first song and it is not working.
Oh man. I was hoping we can go back to the days of a surprise, but whatever.
Yeah,
I
let me
got
try.
it.
Let me try one thing really quickly because I was trying to add it, but it was on like the browser.
Oh, and yeah, you gotta be on the app.
All right, let's try the app. Something went wrong. Reload page. Everything's bad. Nothing's good.
Bad,
Good
bad.
thing.
Leroy Brown? That guy will come up today. Not
Bad,
Leroy
bad, not
Brown, but
good.
the other guy.
I'm gonna do. Okay, every time I do it, it says something went wrong. So I talked to Dan beforehand. We're gonna do start with the song "Call Me" by Blondie, because I love Debbie Harry.
Oh, wait, I forgot I can play it. I didn't even think to share my sound.
Oh my God,
You can tell we're out of practice.
we're shaking off the rust, baby.
I hit play on the song. It's supposedly happening.
I'm not hearing it.
Oh, I'm not hearing it either.
Spotify just down today.
All right, let's try that again.
No, it won't let me add it on the app.
What the hell? It added Shine Down instead of Blondie.
Like Heaven Let Your Light Shine Down or like Shine Down?
Shine Down, the band.
Gross.
Yeah, they are gross. God.
Tell my mother, tell my heart,
Is
I
that the
need
one
the
they are?
best. I can't. That's one of
Ah.
them. To make me real, like I can. The dog left.
Right.
Bye.
Well, all that fun, I'm gonna keep it in because it was fun. Everything is working now. Here's Call Me. All right.
Great tune.
Call Me by Blondie.
I like Debbie Harry because it's one of those things where it's like never quit, like
Oh,
always
yeah.
kid you strive, because I think like Debbie Harry released Parallel Lines at 30 or something.
Oh, so old.
So old.
God, she had like so little life left.
And look at her dead.
That'll be terrible if this goes
Really, seriously,
sideways.
fucking A. Sorry, I didn't mean it. I didn't
No, I
mean
mean
it.
no, we didn't do it. We
Kill
didn't do
Clem Burke. Kill Clem Burke
it.
first.
We didn't mean it. I didn't mean it.
No. It's just we're running towards Debbie Harry like a girl just like a kid just hit his head while you're supposed to be watching. I'm like, no.
God, I picked up my nephew the other day and put his head right through the ceiling.
One of my groomsmen a couple months before I got married, we were like hanging out at his house for like a movie night, and he just like fully punted his daughter into a wall on accident. Like she was coming around a corner, and he got emotional. He went, "That was not good." Like he was a little teary-eyed, and I was like, "Man, parents make mistakes. She won't remember this. You'll be fine.
God. It is fun to see kids be okay after getting hurt.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, thanks. It can be funny.
Yeah. There's two things that I love that most people would be like, oh, God, that's so sad or so or not good. But I think they're great. And it's kids getting hurt, but they're okay. And dogs coughing. I think dogs coughing are the funniest thing in the world. Just a, that's so funny.
I would love to get like a clip of that. And just anytime there's like a disgusting pop culture thing, just put that in there. Just
you can do it. But I did watch it clip on my meter over here. So it's going to sound pretty gnarly on the recording. I just watched the whole thing light up red. Oh, man. All right. So we're doing Call Me Blondie. Danny, what do you think you're going to do?
Well, we had discussed possible options.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Nerves song being an obvious connection because Blondie yeah. also did it. But since it's not immediately available here, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, totally.
So I'm going with what would have been my first pick and an easy connect. I wish it went faster. There it is. Call Me Maybe.
I'm so glad that punks love Carly Rae Jepsen. Like, the punk community really backed Carly Rae Jepsen lately.
She's like a full-on gritty story of, like, this is so stupid, I hate it. Yeah, it's stupid. Wait, what are you calling stupid? Fuck you.
Yeah, same thing with Rebecca Black. Rebecca Black did Friday, and then it became, like, a sensation of, oh, this is so silly, and now like is a queer icon and does every drag show and does every Pride Month parade. Like, Rebecca Black found her people, and those people will kill you if you speak poorly about Rebecca Black.
There was a documentary about her, like a TV documentary, like an episode of something that was all about her, and it was just kind of showing how much shit she got for being like a teenager who did a fun thing for herself. Like, she didn't put it out in the world, it just ended up there, and she got ridiculed for years for it before she finally, like, she's a singer now.
She, like, they're all very talented. Like, that was my whole thing, because when I first started comedy, I would do a joke about Ashley Simpson and how, like, she probably can sing. Like, there's no, she comes from a musical family, and she just lip synced because that's an industry standard for a while.
Especially for televised performances.
Yeah, and then she lost her career over it. Meanwhile, like, and by no means am I comparing the two, but, like, Beyonce had to lip-sync the national anthem for security reasons and safety reasons at the inauguration of Obama. And everyone was just like, yeah, we get that.
Yeah,
I was
like,
well,
that's
5
acceptable.
Years earlier, like, it's just, it's the same word. So I like used to tell a joke where I would set it up like there's a lot of discourse in the world and think I was going to make some sort of bold political statement and just tell people that they need to apologize and forgive Ashley Simpson. because she's probably a good singer, and you tanked her career because of an industry standard. Like, don't make fun of Rebecca Black for being a teenager trying to do a thing, because, like, she could probably go
like,
for
think
it.
Think about that,
like,
time.
Just,
like, everybody walked
just fucking
past
build
like,
people
those
up.
Mall. Song booth stores and like had the thought of doing it, like, just because she did it and you didn't, you coward, like, relax.
I am still thinking of one. I have one direction I'm going with, but I'm struggling to find a connection. But I know a route that I want to go.
I know exactly what I would put next.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, call is a pretty massive connective tissue through a lot of these.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say what it is, because I will continue to try to get to it. It has been on playlist episodes before, I believe.
All right. Well, we did talk about one beforehand. I just don't know a connection to get there. But why don't we do... I believe it's Let It Happen on Chase This Light. by Jimmy Eat World. There's a lyric in that we were talking about before the show called I can't answer the ringing in my ears, which then I stole for a song without realizing it. So let's do that.
This was the last Jimmy Eat World album that I was like really into. And I would still consider them like a top 10 band for me.
There you go.
All right, we got the line. That's enough.
Yeah.
I love Jimmy Eat World.
I love Jimmy Eat World. I love
Jimmy Eat
World.
You can do whatever you want. I love them.
They're one of those bands where it's like, I think Hot Rod Circuit falls into this category a lot too, where it's not necessarily emo in like what people understand as emo. Like it's a lot more alt rock, but they reside within that world.
Yeah, Clarity gets them in the door, and then nobody wanted to like kick them out.
And because why would you? They seem great.
They legitimately seem like very normal people. That like they had enough of a career before they got famous, and not too much of a career, just enough of a career before they got famous to be like
an ideal amount of fame. No, I don't think anybody is going to bother Jim Adkins at like the supermarket unless they're wearing a Jimmy Eat World shirt, and even then, Jimmy Eat World fans seem like the kind of people that would just give like a knowing head nod and be like, "You get your cereal, Jim.
Don't worry, I just want to buy the same cereal as you." I'm not going to say hi.
I need
I'm
you to leave the
aisle.
Like, that's the kind of people that they seem. No, I will say, on a previous episode before I left for my honeymoon, we were talking about the Phillies. The Phillies did not make it to the World Series. Congratulations, Texas Rangers, for defeating the Diamondbacks.
Or something.
The Phillies. I feel like if the team that beat your team is beaten by the next team, I like to see it.
I can never really decide which way I fall on that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I don't like that. Like, I've been trying to do more football this year. Just, you know, trying it on. Seeing how it feels to be a man. I hate the Commanders.
Isn't that weird
Dallas
how
Cowboys.
That just kind of happened?
Yeah. Yeah. All of a sudden, I was just like, oh, no.
They're my rivals? Fuck them forever.
Yeah, forever. Forever. But like, I love the Dolphins. I love when the Jets beat the Eagles. I went, good for the Jets.
Yeah.
Like, I love the Eagles. That's my team. But I'm like, listen, I get it. And it's cool to watch David kill Goliath every once in a while.
I mean, especially with that massive of a discrepancy. Like, this shouldn't have even been close.
Yeah. Just happy for him. Happy for him. But getting back to Jimmy Eat World and just being nice guys, they are from Arizona. And I guess their drummer was going off on people on Twitter, like Phillies fans. There was like a whole article where he was just like, you guys bought your team. This is bullshit. And they're like, oh, you sad about it? Why don't you go cry some more, emo boy?
And like, yeah, you're allowed to like pay players to work for you. Like that's not even an insult. It's just like, I do hate
but
being
also,
one of those teams emotionally.
Sure.
But like,
yeah, like. Being an Eagles fan and always trying to like be the punk rock kid of like, no, I don't like any of the good teams. Like if I was coming in with no, like if I never moved to Philadelphia, I would have come in as a Bears fan because I like to root for the underdog. When growing up on Long Island, my grandpa was a Mets fan and an Islanders fan. You root for those teams because when they win, it's incredible. But now that I am an Eagles fan from living in Philadelphia and seeing the parade and seeing what happens to that city when they win a Super Bowl, I'll be an Eagles fan for forever. And now that we're 8-1 at this point of recording, it sucks.
It'll still
to
be
8-1
by the time
this
comes out. There's a bye this week.
Yeah,
so we're safe.
It's a bye week.
Nothing. We can't jinx anything.
We're good.
Time.
But it's also like, damn, dude, I don't want to root for the best team.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, it's just like, I'm choosing the best team.
Well, you know
right
what,
now.
You know what the Eagles do a really good job of? Is that even coming off of a Super Bowl season, they're still somehow able to, like, put themselves in an underdog position with storylines.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, no, no one likes this, we don't care, still permeates, even though they're, you know, 8-1 a couple years in a row now.
Yeah.
Like,
But people still don't like them. Like the Patriots fans and Dallas fans are both like, you're fucking stupid. You're so obnoxious. I hate
you know
so
the
much.
Weird thing with I guess probably largely
Keep
contributed
talking.
to the Kelce's rise to fame. It's like somehow shifting how people feel about the Eagles. I think there's like more generally positive public opinion of like, oh, wait, no, Philadelphia might have a point that they're kind of trapped in a stereotype and deserve another look.
Yeah. Oh, I tell people that all the time. Like the entire time during the honeymoon, a lot of people would like gather around the pool bar and
yeah.
on Sundays and just sort of all they had was NFL Network. So it's just like flashing between all the different games. And, you know, there's a couple other Eagles fans there and they're obnoxious. And then like I would cheer when the Eagles scored and people would give me looks. It was like, I'm not like them. Like, please don't. Please.
There are drastically different types of people.
Yeah. I feel like all Philadelphia sports fans get a bad rap because, you know, we threw snowballs at Santa. Although I didn't. Casey for Christmas got me like a Christmas sweater that is a bunch of Eagles fans throwing snowballs at Santa and it says no one likes us, we don't care. on it. But it's like a famous story of they didn't like how skinny Santa was at this winter
game. It was
game
a drunk
and started whipping.
It wasn't even like a sanctioned Santa Claus. It was just a drunk guy
no,
dressed
the
as
other,
Santa Claus.
The other Santa was drunk and so they found another drunk that would be like, "Hey, you want to do it?" Sure. And they did not like it. They didn't like how quickly he ran.
You coward.
And we're trying to dispel that thing. And I think the drummer from Jimmy Eat World may have a similar mentality of all Philadelphia sports fans, and that needs to be changed. That reputation needs to be changed.
It's lazy. Be better.
It's lazy.
Philadelphia updates its stereotypes about other cities. Y'all need to do it for Philadelphia too.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not like I love on the website on Wikipedia. It says like there is a notorious rivalry between the New York Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles. And I was like, no, we hate the Cowboys and the Commanders. These are the teams that we hate.
Yeah, I will say though, because there's been a lot of Giants or Patriots conversation because of the two Super Bowls that they played against each other, and I could give a shit about the Patriots. And so many people are like,
I hate them.
It's the Patriots. Like, you got to hate the Patriots more than the Giants. It's like, why? Because they won one Super Bowl against the Eagles. They also lost the Super Bowl to the Eagles. Like, I don't, they mean nothing to me. They were just like a side story in my world of watching football. The Giants are
growing
a constant
up as a...
and I hate them.
Yes. And also, like, I grew up with Giants fans being from
Same.
Long
my
Island
grandfather
and
was a
stuff,
Giants fan,
and,
which was fun.
Yeah. And I grew up in New England with Patriots fans. And for years, not understanding football, not watching it, not being like a hobbyist within that realm, and also trying to be the cool punk rock kid, I was pretty sure they were the same team because they have the same colors.
Yeah, fair.
So I was like, oh, who's playing? Blue and red versus green or blue and red versus green? And you don't know if I'm talking about Giants, Jets, Giants, Eagles, Eagles, Patriots. Jets, Patriots, there's so
yeah.
many.
It basically is just, you know, and sometimes you get orange. It's like,
and sometimes you get orange.
Fucking.
What's up with that?
Ravens adding purple to the mix. I guess the Vikings did it a long time ago. Whatever.
I like
primary
purple.
Color. I need to look at the thing and go red versus blue. Cool, let's go.
That's easy. So, Chase this light. Jimmy Eat World. Dan, where are you going with
it? All right, so. I'm going to go with one of my all-time favorite songs that no doubt has been included on playlist episodes before, but it has a very similar theme, not theme, just concept of, you know, hearing the ring and not answering the ring.
Mm.
So, come on. It started playing Weezer for some reason. Here we go. It's Ring Ring by ABBA.
It's a dark and dreary night. Seems like nothing's going
So that's the very first song on the very first ABBA record, and it
with applause. Yeah,
it is what
it starts yes. with applause.
I used to have a joke about it because track four on that album just has like random yodeling, and I'm like, they knew they were going to be famous. Like, I want ABBA confidence because. ABBA confidence is showing up yodeling on track four and going, fuck you, take it.
Totally fair. All right, I think I'm gonna pull a stretch of stuff here. Actually, no, there's not enough connection. It's just tough. It's tough to like find a good song that also harkens to some sort of telephone. Like, I wish I had a list of telephone songs.
Well, I made my own list of potential telephone songs that might come up.
Okay. Okay. ABBA, dancey, cheering, yodeling.
I mean,
I have one in mind that I would like to add. I just don't know how to get to it.
Well, if you want to put it out there like we're playing an open hand of cards, I can help you get there if you want to do it that way.
I mean, there's some sort of correlation between ABBA and New Edition. I know there is.
What's the song?
Mr. Telephone Man.
I can probably get there in like two songs.
All right, we'll do prominent female vocalists then. ABBA features two amazing vocalists. I believe their names are Helga and Frida. I don't know.
Agnetha is one of them.
Agnetha?
Something like that. I don't know if I've ever heard them said out loud.
I'm adding it to the big name list. I hope it's like Agnetha and Jill. Like, that's what I really hope. But let's do... So, kids listening at home... for years, people would have to call the operator to get sent to a thing. So, and there was a great song that probably, maybe not you, but us, our age people, were definitely made to this song. Let's do Smooth Operator by Sade.
Sometimes amazes me like how famous she is.
Yeah. Great.
Right. She feels so niche.
I've been listening to I don't mean to air my laundry out for everyone to hear on this podcast, but it's a show about feelings. By no means is this next statement related to me and Casey trying to have a child. we have plans before children, and also it's weird to plan a child. It's weird to orchestrate schedules to make a life. It needs to happen spontaneously in a drunken stupor. Just like everybody
yep.
else.
Barely certain that's accurate.
But I have been listening to a lot of baby making music lately. I don't know why, but it's just sort of gravitated towards that. So it's a lot of Sade, a lot of D'Angelo. A lot of D'Angelo. Like, I can feel my sperm getting bigger.
I don't know if bigger.
They're getting
faster, stronger. I don't know if bigger is the thing. feels issue related.
Huge. I'm gonna have a huge baby. My baby's gonna have a tail because the sperm was so big. It just didn't know what to do with the rest of the sperm, so it gave it a tail. That's how this works, right?
You know? I'm no geneticist.
So Sade, Smooth Operator.
All right.
Baby making music.
So I have a very easy connection I could go with here. So I'm just gonna go straight into Operator by Jim Croce. The All right. funniest you know, song I've Croce. Ever heard. He just says all this to the operator, who is just like, would you like me to connect you or no? Like, what?
Yeah. Buddy, this ain't my job.
In or out? What are we doing?
Operator, well, could you help me place this call? See, the number on the matchbook is old and faded. She's living in L.A. with my best old ex-friend, Ray. Gosh, she said she knew well and sometimes hated.
Okay, could you imagine being the operator and he's like, isn't that the way these things go? And then has another verse of stuff to say to you after that where you're like, yes, yes, Jim, this is the way things go.
Jim, you know what? You know what I think he said? This is a dark joke, but fuck it. Why not?
Motorcycles are cool.
I think that after the operator hung up, he was like, man, I wish this guy would just die in a tragic accident. This is awful.
Fucking Ray.
All right, Jim Croce.
I'm pretty sure when I put it on the internet of like, help me out, I think five people said operator, so kind of had to.
You know what, this is just a fun song and it's from a similar era. I think it's maybe like 10 years later or something, but song about phones, single male name as the artist. I'm gonna do Tommy Tuchel.
Yeah.
867-5309 / Jenny, as it's put on the internet.
Jenny.
I was trying to figure out the chords. I thought it was G D something.
G D chords.
Nah, it's different.
Oh, these G D chords always messing up.
GD is easy. GD, I think, wait, what is it? I think Flogging Molly is just
really?
GD.
Oh yeah.
Actually, that and what do you call it? My Friend's Over You is D D D D D G G G G G G. Music, baby. All right, Tommy Two Tone.
All right.
Also, the fly in your room keeps on crawling in front of your camera, and it scares me every time.
Pissing me off. I am. It's just so irritating. Like, I keep trying to just ignore it because it feels like that type of thing that if it knows that I'm annoyed, it's just going to be more in my face.
Sure.
I hate it so much. Actually, let me check something real quick. Are we at a break? No, you went first. We'll be a break after this song.
Can't wait.
And I'm gonna go with another phone number song. I'm gonna go 777-9311 by the time.
Cool. Oh, we.
And we'll let this one play us into break. And we'll be back with more after. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Danny.
I'm John.
We host Blanket and Covers, the show where we cover the covers.
Have you ever thought about trying to find every single version of Angel of the Morning or Careless Whispers?
That's an us thing, I think.
Yeah. If that's something that you think you would be into, I think you should definitely check out our show. We think that by listening to every version of a song that has ever been done, you can like gain something new.
Yeah, each week we do a deep dive through a band's catalog or one specific song. Season one is out there now. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Danny here with plugs. I have a show at the Lab in Ambler this Friday, the 17th. If you are in the suburbs in the area, come on out. It's going to be a great show. It's one of my favorite lineups that I've had a chance to perform with there, and it's always a fun hang before and after. So get out there. Come hang out. George and I are at Feel Feelings Pod on all the places. Like, share, rate, review, email us, let us know you're listening. That's feelfeelingspod@gmail.com. And I believe that is it for the week. Back to the show. We are back. We just did the time. Now, George, is up to you. Where are we going next?
Okay, this is as a stretch of a thing, but I really want to make sure that this song is featured. I'm tempted to do the cover, but no, I'll do the original. Maybe we'll play a small clip of the cover because I always love this covers album. But the time always reminds me of Jay and Silent Bob and the View Askew yes. Universe. Because Otis Day in the fucking time. I believe it was on one of the soundtracks. If not, it was a popular soundtrack song of indie movies in the 90s. So I'm gonna do No Doubt's Spiderwebs.
Because leave a message. Sorry you're not home right now. Walking into spiderwebs. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
Be back. Yeah. The whole title, the original title before they shortened it to just
Spiderwebs is a little catchier. Not only are they not home, but they're lying about it. Those monsters.
They're watching it come through. The cover up album I was talking about is the Worcester, Massachusetts pop punk easy core band, 4 years strong, did an album of 90s covers, and Spiderwebs is on it, and it's great. And that whole record is great. If you like... fight a teenager.
You think that we connect, that the chemistry's correct. Your words walk right through my ears, presuming I like what I hear. Now I'm stuck in the web you're spinning.
So good. That whole record, like, do yourself a favor, just read through that, because I'm sure you and John would do a great episode about like this record. I think all the song choices, they're not entirely like, they're obvious enough to be 90s songs, but like they do a story on that girl.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's really good.
I loved that song. Story of a Girl. Ironics on here. Semi-Charm Life. Roll to Me.
So much for the Afterglow.
All right, you know what? We're going to do a quick detour to hear a little Roll to Me. This is not part of the show, but it is technically, I guess.
We're keeping it.
Oh,
do yourself
right.
a favor before you stop that song. Go to like the last 30 seconds of that song.
You can go longer than me. Way longer. As long as I can go.
just kids having fun.
I kind of dug that. It's pretty straightforward, but it is enough 4 years strong to be worth them doing. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that one's good. They got Travie McCoy to do like the Jamaican scatting over Fly on
really?
That record. Yeah, it's just fucking, we're doing this now. Go to Fly.
That's awesome. Hold on, I gotta go back to it because I was moving on to the where'd it go? I was just on it. What the hell? All right, here we go.
Oh, you gotta go back to the beginning.
Oh, it's at the very beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, just call up your buddy Travie.
I mean, if it's gonna be anybody at that point in time specifically.
Yeah, 100%.
We need one guy who can rap, but is also in our community. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. It's either him or MC Chris, and I think I'd rather get Travie. Yeah.
We don't score as many points if we get MC Chris.
So anyway, original thought was like in spider webs, no doubt. What are
you
thinking?
I was assuming that this song would make it at some point, but I think this is probably the cleanest connection I'll get of, you know, somebody not answering. You have something you want to say, but they're not answering the phone. And I'm probably getting a lot of excuses, but, you know, Telephone Line by ELO.
Great. Let's skip past some
of
this.
Oh, you don't
want
the phone call? I'll play it out because I don't know where it kicks in, but I'll cut it later.
Hello. Hello. How are you? Have you been all right? Through all those lonely, 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 lonely nights. That's what I'd say.
I love it. It's like, I know you're lonely and also ignoring me. I would tell you that if you would pick up an answer. I would tell you I understand that you're lonely if you answered the phone. I do, the chorus of this song, like, prevented me from making the rest of my list. Like, once this one kicked into my brain, I just kept saying, like, telephone line. I'm like, all right, great. No, nothing else could get past it. Nothing could break through the barrier.
I just can't.
Yeah, it had to be cleared. This house is clear.
I just want to have one person in the corner.
Do I do the land?
play it low while you're picking your next one. I love ELO. I am such a massive ELO fan.
It's really fucking good. I don't know enough of these lyrics, but I have been obsessed the last few weeks with there it is. Give me some time. It's amazing too how much ELO sounds like Hello Goodbye. Like this song specifically is just Hello Goodbye
by
the Beatles. I've been obsessed with the Silver album by Hall & Oates. It's so fucking good. Like it is so much better than any other Hall & Oates record. I'll say it now. It only has Sarah Smile on it, and that's a beautiful song. That'll make you change the world. And there's so much great material on the Silver album. That song Gino the Manager sounds like a Devo tune. It's great. I just don't know if they involve phones. But if this was a normal episode, I would play like six songs off that album. It's so good. This is just breaking the rule for Hall & Oates because I guess they need the money. All right, this is a long stretch, but I remember hearing this song, and no, it's like on my short list of telephone songs because ever since I said I'm trying to find more, and it's a bit of a stretch, but I think it's worth doing because it makes me laugh every time. This song, Telephone Line, is the not Happy Place tune, but I think it's when Adam Sandler apologizes to Steve Buscemi and Billy Madison, and that's what he's listening to. It's a Adam Sandler song. Telephone Lines by ELO is an Adam Sandler. The only reason why it's not on my Adam fucking Sandler playlist is because of the intro. It takes so long to get to the shoo-dee-wee-wop part. So that song, Adam Sandler notoriously worked with Judd Apatow, a pretty good guy, and one of his best movies that he was involved with, in my opinion, is Dewey Cox.
Yeah,
Walk Hard. And there's a scene in that when they're first getting popular where they're on like a fucking showcase with Buddy Holly and Elvis, and the Big Bopper is on stage singing Chantilly Lace with a phone next to him. And it cuts back and they're just like, how we go follow that? So please play the Big Bopper Chantilly Lace because it makes me laugh every time. Hello, baby.
Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet man. Do I want? Will I?
Huh? Want? What do you think she's asking?
Oh, baby, you know.
Funny.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, wiggling a walk and a giggling a talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long neck goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
I love that part.
Oh, baby.
How are we gonna follow that? And then Frankie Muniz playing Buddy Holly. She's like, don't worry about it, man. You got this. I don't know. It's a lot of people. Even if you build it down, I'll build it right back up. Or my name's not Buddy Holly.
God, that movie is such a perfect parody. Where like, even when it's not overtly funny, you're like, oh, man, you ruined music parody or music biopics forever anyway.
Oh, yeah. I can't watch Elvis or this new Priscilla one coming out because I know it will fall under like Dewey Cox did it. Like it's already like they've hit all the stereotypes where you can't watch these movies anymore.
So I'm trying to think. Everything I've heard about Priscilla is that it's like the next greatest type of biopic. That it's like part monster movie, part actual real life kind of whatever, that like Elvis is like a total asshole and like a living piece of shit. And
yeah, yes. Although did you see the article where there's a side-by-side article and it was Austin Butler did not talk to his family for 3 years in order to prepare for the role of Elvis, And then the guy that's playing Elvis and Priscilla is like, my only understanding of Elvis was Stitch and Lilo and Stitch.
That is amazing.
But you were saying, like, it's monster movie thing, and like it's going to be the new...
Nobody's going to be able to do just the normal biopic. And, like, you would have thought that, like, Dewey Cox would be the thing that broke that, where people couldn't just be like, all right, well, I'm going to kind of paint by numbers through whatever musician's life. But, like, that happened for, like, a decade. And now we're finally getting to stuff where they're like... Like, did you see Spencer? It's the Princess Di one?
No. I saw the beginning of it where she's, like, lost in the countryside. Yeah. And
it's
like
a horror movie. And, like, it's fine. Yeah. It's not great.
I saw
but
that
like...
portion of it. But I think it was, like, I was going somewhere. So it was just, I saw that clip and then had to leave the television.
Like there's, like, a few movies recently where, like, they're not great movies, which is, I guess, the issue. But, like, they're doing more with biopics. Like, they're finally, like, breaking out of that. And it's kind of interesting to see where we're going with that.
Yeah, because it's really, like, I think Dewey Cox is partly responsible for, like, you can't just do a straight up, this is what happened story, because they did too good of a job making fun of that format that you now need to change.
That's why I'm nervous about the Bob Marley one coming out. It looks like it'll be fine. Like, they'll hit all the right notes or whatever, but, like, it also feels like it's just going to be, like, glossing over the entire life of one person. It's like, okay, great.
Yeah. I mean, I liked Bohemian Rhapsody, but I also was like, it's a little too flashy. Yeah. Like,
although I thought Rocketman was good at that.
I did not see Rocketman.
It knowingly alters the story a little bit to kind of make it more cinematic, but like in a way that serves the story pretty well. Like, the actual real life story fairly well. That, like, it rearranges things a little bit, but not in...
What was I gonna say? I did watch, like, a couple months ago, I watched the live at what are you eating? You're eating something off the ground. I don't trust that. I watched the, like, live at Dodger Stadium concert. Yeah. Elton John concert. That's on Disney Plus, and about like a third of the way through the first song, it's just Taron Egerton.
Yes,
right, that's his name. Yeah, just sort of like looking up, be like, oh,
yeah,
I know him. Ha ha, wink nudge.
Yeah, fun.
That I wanted
fun,
to watch it. Then.
Thing with his career, he sings Elton John in Sing. He stars with Elton John in Kingsman, the second one, and then he is Elton John in Rocketman.
Well, I think he's good.
I think he's done all the Elton John related things you can do.
That's his Elton John EGOT. All right.
Yeah, next, he just has to be Elton John in real life. I'd be fine with it. He did a good job.
Elton John, how many songs?
You know, probably. It would be shocking to have a career as long as his and not have a telephone song. It feels like at some point when you have like a 30-year plus career, you're just like, that thing. Let me write a song about that thing. I am done.
Please.
But instead of that, I'm going to one hit wonder. What was the song we were coming off of? I knew. Oh, Gently Lace. I'm going with a one-sided phone call song, the Shaniqua by Lil T and One Track Mike.
Cool.
Hello, baby.
Every song needs a hello, baby.
Hello? Nah, she don't live here, man. Told you. Yo, I think you need to step off, right? Moved into my apartment at the UNI
University.
I love when they spell it.
Shaniqua? Shaniqua there. Shaniqua don't live here no more.
She don't. We were watching a little bit of Community. And there's like a whole scene where it's like, can't, we're going to can't buy me love, Abed. He's like, what is that? It was like, my love don't cost a thing. Oh, yeah. The other one was remade for white audiences. I hate when they do that. All right. I think this is the best time than ever to work in Mr. Telephone Man. Right. Let's do that. They're from Boston, right? I believe they're from the Boston Project.
I don't know anything about them. I know who's in the group. That's it.
Yeah, I believe they're from Boston.
Yes, they're from the Roxbury section of Boston. I got a great connection for this song. When I dial 6-1 repair service, she said, hello, may I help you please? I told her something must be wrong with my phone. Maybe the most like a normal episode connection that we've had so far. That song, Mr. Telephone Man, was written by none other than Ray Parker Jr.
Hey, who you gonna call? I got a new drug.
Ghost!
Ghost! Listen, I wonder if the Bustin' Makes Me Feel Good remix is on Spotify, because that's great.
It's gotta be, right?
Bustin'. It makes him feel good. All right, Ghost.
So these are, we're up on it now, last songs. Okay. You can pull out all the stops, you can, you know, make easy connections, whatever, up to you. Last song.
Okay, last song.
And then I got one more after that. Add it.
Okay, I'm gonna go pop hit. As the Ghostbusters were a pop hit. While it wasn't, I don't believe it was for a movie, but the video itself was movie driven. It felt very much like a movie. I'm gonna do Telephone by Beyonce and Lady Gaga.
And I like, because it's Telephone, I can go literally anywhere.
Yeah. Cue it up for you. Let me get that tea in the grass for you.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, say. What, what? Did you say, oh, you're breaking up on me? Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kind of busy.
Fantastic.
That is really just an updated Spiderwebs, isn't it? That's a decade later Spiderwebs. That's right. That's Fame Monster. That's 2009, 8, somewhere in there. That literally is a decade
later. You'll find as time goes on, like, it's all the same song structures and song, like, lyrical things. Like, I'm a huge Frank Turner fan, and he has the song I Still Believe that is just about, like, you know, preaching at the church of rock and roll. And then about 5 years later, Maren Morris came out with My Church. And I'm like, this is the same song.
It's always weird to me too when it's like, here's a hit, and then there it is again, and then there it is again. That like culture is just like, it's time for another phone song hit. Here we go.
We need a phone song. You know what we haven't heard in a
while? We don't have answering machines anymore. Could you like update it a little bit? Thanks.
What was the song that was it? Kelly Rowland was texting someone.
It is
on Excel
Dilemma
in the video.
It's Nelly Dilemma featuring Kelly Rowland.
We should have put that on there because texting counts as calls.
You know what? It's not my choice, but why don't we throw in some honorable mentions before I get to the last one? Because it will be what plays us out. So you know, sure. We'll play a little of a little Dilemma while we're talking about.
Thank God.
I saw this once in one of those like super loop videos where it was just the and it just kept doing it.
Nelly, where are you?
He's in Nellyville, of course. That is the name of that album. I'm proud of that poll.
That's really good. I can't believe that she was texting about Excel.
I think that's...
Like, they just couldn't get
the phone
to work.
It's from that time of, like, no one's going to have a chance to freeze this. Like, no one's going to look this closely at it. And then the internet happens, like, 3 weeks later, and they're like, fuck, no.
Damn it. All right, honorable mention.
Do you have any other honorable mentions you'd like to throw out there?
What's that Glenn Miller
Wichita
song?
Wichita Lineman? No, that's Glenn Campbell.
That's Glenn Campbell.
But
Glenn
hold
Miller
on,
had,
while you're thinking.
It's like a state name or something. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm your basic average girl.
Call me, beat me if you want to reach me for those who are not aware of Kim Possible.
Fucking great. Glenn Miller, Pennsylvania.
Oh, 65,000. Yes.
5,000. Yeah.
Not to be confused with Transylvania 65,000.
Different.
Movie I've never seen, but the name is just etched in there. Other ones I don't feel like playing. Hotline Bling, Banana Phone.
Yeah.
Ring, oh, ring, ring, good. Banana Phone. There's a few really good suggestions, like No Phone by Cake.
Oh, No Phone is good.
You got the Telephone Hour from Bye Bye Birdie. Sylvia's Mother by Dr. Hook. There's some really good suggestions from people this week.
Yeah. Thank you everyone for throwing them in there.
Oh, someone did say Wichita Lineman. It's in there.
That counts. That's where the phone calls go through.
Let's see. Kiss Me Through the Phone by Soulja Boy. Two Phones by Kevin Gates. That's a Two
All
Phones
really
is a long-running inside joke in my family. But it's basically anytime somebody is holding two phones, they go, ah! That's basically what it's devolved into. It didn't... There used to be parts to it, but now it's just, ah, two phones. But yeah, that's... I think that's a good fair amount of honorable mentions before...
Yeah, and I liked the big band, as we mentioned, our honorable mentions. Like, it was everyone was leaving the thing and be like, we just want to thank all the nominees.
Yeah, there's you know, I was back and forth between which one I wanted to close out here with. And, you know, I guess I'll throw another honorable mention. It's to the Calling All Skeletons Alkaline Trio. Because when I was making my list and I went to go search this one out to, log it. It came up in the search, Calling All Skeletons came up, but I'm pretty sure the answer was always going to be this one. It's Calling All Girls by Hilly Michaels, and this is what we're going to play out to. I'm certain it's been on the show, It's still
this
it's
is still Pennsylvania 65,000.
What a fun bit.
Pennsylvania 65,000.
What a fun bit that was been on purpose, but there it is. One of the greatest pop records, pop rock records of all time. Bought myself a penthouse, filled it up with bubbly
wine. That's the show, everybody. Please enjoy. Good to be back.
Bye, everybody.
Have a great weekend.
Feelings is a Wasted Robot production. Editing done by Dan Getz. Music by George Bruderman. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at FeelFeelingsPod, and even leave us a voice message at anchor.fm/FeelFeelings. If you're ever feeling any heavy emotions and feel like there's nowhere to turn to, please don't hesitate to reach out to us or to any of the resources in the show notes. Thanks for listening.
Such a professional show.